As Fiji Program Director for the World Pediatric Project, the WPP, Sigmund Wiggins, said a large number of children received medical attention during the recently concluded speech therapy mission in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Mr. Wiggins said more than 90 children were assessed during this month's medical mission, noting that this is a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, as children have generally had fewer opportunities to socialize.
COVID-19 has not helped us in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and from all indication from our specialists, as well as parents reporting, they have seen an increase in the number of speech delays because a lot of children, young children, were not able to go out to school to interact with their preschool colleagues and primary school classmates, as well as we have seen some behavioral disorders that were identified during this COVID-19 period. And so for us to host this clinic, our first since COVID, was a very refreshing clinic. You know, it's the most parents we have seen and children we have seen since speech and language therapy came to St. Vincent 2013, 14, thereabout, you know. And so as a result of that, the team was very pleased with what they have seen. I mean, some of the children that came were those who were seen on previous missions and who would have shown significant improvements in their speech and behavior.
That is Sigmund Wiggins, the SVG Program Director for the World Pediatric Project. In the region, in Jamaica, six more persons have died from COVID-19, pushing the country's death toll to 3,055. The deaths were recorded during the period from January to May, but they're only now being confirmed as COVID-19 related. In its latest bulletin released on Sunday, Jamaica's Ministry of Health and Wellness also reported that 276 additional cases of COVID-19 infection had been recorded from 4,500 samples. This represents an infection rate of 23.9%. The Health Ministry also reported two additional COVID-19 related hospitalizations, increasing the number of patients to 132. Five of the patients are severely ill and two are in critical condition. In the international arena, authorities in Shanghai, China, have announced that some COVID-19 lockdown measures imposed on businesses will be lifted from Wednesday. Plans have also been introduced to support the city's economy, which has been hard hit by the restrictions. The commercial center has been under a strict lockdown for almost 2 months. Meanwhile, China's capital, Beijing, has reopened parts of its public transport system, as well as some shopping malls and other venues, as infections ease. The announcement in Shanghai came as official figures showed on Sunday that new daily coronavirus cases fell to 122 from 170 over the previous 24 hours. Officials said guidelines to curb the spread of COVID-19 and to control the number of people returning to work will be revised. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.